gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Just a flesh wound. Nobody help me. 6 minutes after the hour. Hello, I am the Black Knight. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free for me. Oh, it's pretty good so far, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's okay.
Held out for the first 12 seconds. Hello, everybody.
So no B. Arthur impressions.
What's happened while I've been out? Anything?
Nah, not a damn thing.
Just a review. Last week I lost my L.A. station, my studio here, and my voice. But other than that, the play was really spectacular. Thanks for asking. This is Lincoln. And I've had this morning from the antibiotics. Let's just say it's like a Gallagher concert in my pants. In my bathroom. No, not my pants.
Oh, good. Not yet.
Yeah, on a tarp in my bathroom. And I'm on my second round of steroids, Chris, which...
Steroids, yeah.
Yeah.
So the bench press.
I have to say my balls are a little hairy. My balls are just a tiny bit.
Yes. Itch, well, that's why there's no
itchy. Itch.
It happens.
I feel for you guys now. Really itchy. That's why I had to come and get my no-no hair removal device. Okay. Anyway, everything's fine now. Look at this. It's a bag of medical things that I brought that I have to, So I had bronchitis, thanks to the Mooks for filling in. Mm-hmm. You guys sounded spectacular the little bit I heard when I lifted my head. and thanks to John Fugles, thanks Sexy Liberal for filling in yesterday. God bless
him.
Yeah, this is what I'm told. Anyway, and then Saturday, oh, this is funny. See what Tommy in Columbus did? He sent me a Seattle Sexy Liberal show prep, and it's all sign language.
Yes.
See, that's funny because in case my voice was not back. That would be the first ever Sexy Liberal show. But no, I'm plucky, and I'm going to do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Seattle, want to end 2013 on a high note? Then get your tickets now for Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, coming to the Paramount Theater December 14th, 2013.
Oh, babies, who's ready to get their sexy on with mama?
Go to sexyliberal.com for ticket information and all things Sexy Liberal. Once again, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to the Paramount Theater on December 14th, 2013. Be there and brace yourselves for some sexy liberal action.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Smile. He'll be there. Mm-hmm. They did I believe they're doing ConStar. They did a ConStar rehearsal.
Okay.
And Dan Savage, of course, a celebrity guest on panel. And the big news, Jim Ward, of course.
That's right.
Jim Ward.
Still don't know what
joining us.
John.
You're not going to know what you're doing until seconds before you go on.
That's why you're Jim Ward. That's why you're
that's the way you're on the show every day. So, you know.
Just wing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you're at your best.
It's going to be very exciting. Huge, huge demand for Jim Ward, I have to say. And you, too, for some odd reason.
Why?
I don't know, right?
You'll
be there for the Phoenix Sexy Liberal.
Yeah.
All right. Which box office is going crazy there ever since we announced Carlos L's Rocky, a friend of the Stephanie Miller Show, newly minted Sexy Liberal. Very, very exciting. All right. So kids, when things get down, I am so hopped up on so many medicines, I don't even know what I'm saying, but I am... Someone sent me a thing, you know, a lot of inspirational phrases, Jim, things like that when you're at down. Everybody knows what's happening with progressive radio, and it's a tough time, and yada, yada. And somebody sent me a thing that said, when the world says give up, hope whispers try it one more time. And I was thinking, well, hope is kind of an unrealistic
thing. Yeah, hope is
hole. Really?
Yeah. It's delusional.
Yeah, hope is a delusional.
She should really shut her pie hole.
Right? Don't you think? Because I've found, as you know, whenever God shuts a window, he shuts a door too, and you're screwed.
Right, and slams it on your fingers.
Right, 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 exactly. That's not true, though, Chris. What were we doing this weekend? What were we doing?
We were taking measurements in your house.
I've got a barn. Let's put on a show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what are we saying? Jim's main thing he'll say to me when we're doing the show from my house. Shut up and make me an omelet.
Yeah. Yeah, the kitchen's right upstairs.
There's no more coffee. What's going on,
Where's the hot water? What the?
No, it's going to be very exciting. You know, all the fancy people have home studios. You know, Rush and Sean and Dr. Lauren. You know, people with, what's the word I'm looking
money?
For? right.
lots of money.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
I don't know that Dr. Laura's that fancy anymore.
Well, she was.
At one point she was, but she has nothing now.
But apparently it's the thing that everybody wants.
We have more affiliates than Dr. Laura
now. I do not want you people in my house. That'll be like right after I say, see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Get
the
out.
Next thing will be, get the out.
In fact, you did say that on Sunday.
I did.
Yeah. You said.
You said, oh, well, at least we'll be able to hang around more after the show because we have to get out here, you know.
Right, practically.
And I was like, no, you won't.
Run out.
Well.
Here's the good news, though.
What?
Max and Freya can be on the show.
Yeah.
Because we will be going live on Free Speech TV. Very, very exciting. I believe January 2nd will be up and running, hopefully.
I don't believe the 2nd. I believe the week after.
Oh, okay.
On Free Speech TV.
All right.
Yes. We'll be from your house on the 2nd.
All I know is there are a lot of boxes at my house. I don't know what they are, but there's a lot of friggin' boxes.
We'll be broadcasting the audio from your house on January 2nd.
All right. That's when we will be back from vacation. All right. And by the way.
So I have a few more days to get my hair cut.
Yes. And Max and Fred, too. You know what? I have a mobile groomer. Would you like, maybe I can get a group deal?
Mobile groomer for my head. There we go.
For the dogs and the moops.
I'm fine, thanks.
Just don't let them try to express my.
Yeah, I don't need a shag.
Tim's hitched up by the neck and in the grooming van.
When did I say I wanted a poodle cut?
Be careful.
Or a lion cut.
The mooks are bitey. Be careful. All right.
Don't get between them and their food.
But anyway, where was I? Fine Americans. That's been the whole silver lining in this whole dark period in Mama's life.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, one of the worst weeks. Anyway, but the Free Speech TV, it really is, it's a wonderful life, Jim. It is amazing how many of our fans have given to Free Speech TV to get us back on TV.
Yep.
Apparently, they miss, watching me shovel food in my mouth and watch Jim watch porn.
Yeah.
What?
God knows what.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you said that again to Nathan, Nathan, who will be our videographer for Free Speech. Don't go in too close on Jim's laptop.
Yeah,
No, once by accident, I got something that was very unsafe for work.
By accident.
It was about a teacher who had, engaged in porn, outside of the classroom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
you just thought, research.
Yes, but I didn't think they would actually show pictures, stills of her body of work.
Who could?
Okay, all righty.
Oh,
not safe for work at all.
Who could have seen that coming, Jim? Certainly not you.
No, I was shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Of course you were.
Anyway, all right. So, kids, thank you for all the kind cards and letters, the Get Well letters, and in particular, it really been so touched. I have cried a couple times when I found out how much fans were giving.
Yeah.
Believe me, you remember who your friends are at times like this, and believe me, my list is so long for people that are not my friends right this second. I will not be talking to anybody in another
10 years,
week or so. But listen, hope springs eternal.
That's right.
There's already some rumblings about L.A.
That's right.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
I have, not to brag or anything, I have had the top-rated show on pretty much every station in town, so including this one.
Yep.
But, I was going to say that's kind of, could I have my touching story music?
Sure.
It is. Here, I understand people are very, very frustrated, but we are in Clear Channel right now. We are on some fine Clear Channel stations,
right.
Madison and Asheville, North Carolina.
And so if you listen to us.
Kids, this is a corporate thing. We have some really great people that work here with us. In fact, two of them are helping us build the studio in my house.
Absolutely.
Which I have to pay for out of my own pocket, by the way. Just saying. Did I mention that?
Yeah.
But anyway, but they're really giving us a great deal. And, Tony, who fills in for us.
He's one of the guys. And Rebecca's husband.
Craig, who is fabulous.
Yes.
And they are building us a fine studio.
That's right.
Which is going to be very exciting.
Yep.
Anyway, what was my point? anyway, but they're all Clear Channel. They work here and will continue to work here. Go ahead.
And I wanted to point out that if you listen to us on the iHeartRadio app, which is owned by Clear Channel, you're no longer be able to get us on KTLK if that's what you were listening to, but you can listen to the mic in Madison on iHeartRadio. You can listen to 880 The Revolution on iHeartRadio. So if that's your only app that you can listen to us, you can listen to us on those as well.
Right.
I listened to Bill Press from the Asheville station.
That's right.
Yes.
And like I say, we will be back up on Free Speech TV on the television very shortly in the new year, thanks to all of your generosity. And then, but anyway, I wanted to say, because, it's all out there. Too many people are asking and talking about it. But, kids, this is the business now.
Mm-hmm.
Clear Channel's a huge corporation. Mm-hmm. They own a lot of these right-wing shows, like Glenn, like Hannity, like Rush.
Right.
And so, they own this station, and they own those shows, and that's how they make money.
It makes business sense for them,
has nothing to do with ratings.
Yeah.
No offense. They put Glenn Beck in my time slot in San Francisco. He has zero ratings. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They own the show.
They own the show. It's we're getting in the weeds now. You it think has to do with spot load. They get to keep the spot.
Paul Harvey would say, shut duck.
Exactly.
And let's not tell the rest of the story.
As we've said over and over, all of us, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, and I have said over and over, all y'all rich bastard liberals, you need to get with the program. Mm-hmm. All of these radio companies are owned by conservatives.
Yep.
And they, guess what? That's America. They get to do what they want.
Yep.
So if all y'all want to, you got to buy some stations, you got to lease some stations, you got to, you know.
But radio is changing and it's splintering, mm-hmm. and we are splintering with it. We've got apps. We've got, we're on TV. Mm-hmm. We're going to be streaming on the internet. We've got the podcast.
This is our moment, actually.
Yeah. I want full press coverage.
Right.
Full newspaper coverage. Yeah.
I was in the newspaper.
I want books. I want films. I want TV. I want radio. I want us on the air 24 hours a day. This is our moment.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how long ago it was that I listened to talk radio on the actual radio. I listened to it through other means.
Well, I was going to say, with all the newfangled things, I think we literally are on 24 hours a day between podcasts, apps, Stitcher.
Right.
Right. As you were saying, iHeart, back on TV.
TuneIn Radio, Progressive Voices, the Stephanie Miller app.
Right.
And also, if
I'm not just a woman, I'm an app and a dessert topping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you have a Roku box hooked up to your TV, which many people do, Free Speech TV.
That's how Kim Jong-un listens.
Free Speech TV has an app on the Roku box, so you can watch us on your television, even if you don't have Free Speech TV on your cable system.
Right. All right. So, because that's a lot of the questions, Chris, that we're getting. Yep. Are you going off the radio, or are you blah, blah, blah? No, the answer is no. Damn it. I am plucky, and just if Jim and I sexually harassing each other now, imagine what it's going to be like in my house.
That's right.
I mean, there's going to be a couch in there.
Yeah, as you come down the stairs in your little...
My baby doll nightgown.
Your baby doll teddy.
I really should go, but baby, it's cold outside.
I can't believe you people are going to be in my house at the crack of ass. here's something that made me feel better. Because, you know, when you start to call your own ambulance,
mm-hmm.
when you're a baby whiner baby.
Yeah.
Because you lost the station or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you're... I pick up my buddy Nicholas Kristof in the New York Times. Almost 4 years ago after the earthquake that devastated Haiti, Darlene St. Luke, 13, is one of the hundreds of thousands of people who are still homeless. She and her family get by in a leaky, rat-infested shack made out of old USDA grain sacks. And she says that she sometimes goes days without eating. It's been months since Darlene had a bite of meat. She says she doesn't quite remember what an egg tastes like. Her dad died this year, and she had to drop out of school in September because she couldn't afford the $200 needed for a school uniform, shoes, books, and supplies. So, you know what? There's a reason why God told me to read Nick Kristof this weekend. Stop whining, you big whiner, you baby whiner. Good God. Although, by the way, my shack, just so you know, did used to be rat infested, but now they're gone, as far as I know.
What the place where we're broadcasting from?
Right.
The shack out back?
No, the house. It was a while back.
Oh,
I remember my ex was eating dinner in the kitchen in front of the TV, and a giant pregnant rat jumped out from behind the TV.
Oh!
Which is bound to set your appetite off just
yikes.
A little bit.
Okay.
I think that's
they're gone now, right?
Oh, we'll see.
You called Angie's List and got a exterminator?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how it goes once we start.
The dogs are no help at all, I guess.
There'll be a lot of boys there that I can go, eek, someone kill this.
This boy ain't stomping on a rat. This boy will go eek as well.
I know, but isn't it cute now we have so much in common? You know, roid rage, hairy balls. See? Don't you think this has been a bonding experience?
One of those is true.
All right.
Harry Royds?
Right. Oh, and now I have hate mail for
Harry
you two. For you two, since I've been gone.
What did we do? Is it something we said on Friday or Thursday?
It's the email that Travis would like us to address.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's address it after
now
the break.
Now I got to clean up after your mess. Friggin' boys. Did you say there was just a study about the level of housework has not changed in how many years? The boys still don't do.
Because dirt is invisible to guys.
Yeah,
right.
It's just what? What are you talking about?
Not it's, cleaning up after you at my house.
It's fine. What?
Just telling you right
what?
Now.
I'm not going to cook at your house. I'm not worried.
You're not doing anything at my house.
I'm not doing it. I'm not even using that fancy coffee maker you use. I bring mine from home.
I don't wear glasses around the house except to watch TV. Otherwise, because I'll see all the dirt if I have my glasses on. It's like, oh, God.
Don't. 20 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh.
Stephanie Miller.
Sure.
It was always burning.
What? That's
no.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't yeah. Fire? What?
I'm
look
sorry,
at me.
I didn't smell that.
I have a box of matches and a can of turpentine. What? What?
We all have to share one bathroom at my house with the new studio. How many times is Jim going to say, do not go in there now?
Well, at least we won't have certain workers here
certain
to
contend
with.
Certain right-wing hosts. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yikes. No, you have several bathrooms there. Well, we're not allowed to go upstairs.
No, you're not allowed upstairs. Okay. All right. It's like, this is going to be like the help.
Yeah.
It's your own, I made your own bathroom, Jim. Just use it.
All right. Have some pie.
Jim, I'll be like, that's weird. Jim never baked me a pie before. Oh, that's so weird. All right. Let's see. Oh, a love letter from Mama.
Okay.
And you too. And the Mooks.
Oh.
Mary writing, dear Steph, I hope you're feeling better.
Ish.
Chris and Jim did a great job filling in for you while you were out on Friday. That's what I hear tell. But there is really no substitute for you. Well, that's true as well. Yes.
Computer says, yeah.
You are the glue that binds the show together. Yes, the thread that holds the tapestry you weave with your wisdom, laughter, and misspoken words.
What? No.
Yay, though I walk through my home listening to your shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy phlegm, and thy coughs, they comfort me. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Steph forever. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, get well, Sister Mary in Sacramento. Here's a picture of my dog Lance to make you feel better. He's wearing your hat because he loves you too. Oh, look at Lance wearing a rainbow dog hat. Hi, Lance. Lance.
If I tried to put a hat on Jazz, I'd come back with two
cats.
Bloody stumps instead of arms.
Cats do not like that.
I'm not wearing a hat. There's only one cat that wore a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Oh, wow. What? A lot of moron alerts went off while I was gone.
Well, you teased the letter about...
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay. All right.
Who said of Nelson Mandela, he was fighting against some great injustice, and I would make the argument that we have a great injustice going on right now in this country with an ever-increasing size of government that's taking over and controlling people's lives, and Obamacare's in front and center of that.
Wasn't that Santorum?
You're not supposed to...
Oh.
Who said that, Jim?
Some guy with projectile diarrhea. What?
Oh, well, yeah, speaking of Santorum,
yeah.
Yes, it was Rick Santorum. What a douche. Okay, it's his funeral today. Can everybody stop comparing themselves to Mandela or things that you did to Mandela? Just shush.
Computer says no.
Eat a big piece of...
I watched rugby for about 30 seconds. Who compared themselves to Mandela?
Lots of... I've got a whole list of right-wing... Douches.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I can't find my... What did I say? Oh, there is a hate letter. This is the weirdest hate letter.
That was weird.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's see.
Did you get it?
All right. You know what? We may have to wait on this. It's a little
longer than
I thought.
You just had it.
It's here.
Okay.
Okay. Hi. This is from someone. Let's see. Who is this name? No. Hi. From Don. I recently unsubscribed from the Sexy Liberal email list, received the following email from you. Goodbye from our newsletter. Sorry to see you go. You've been unsubscribed from our newsletters. This is the last email you received from us. We have been added to our blacklist, which means our newsletter system will refuse to send you any other mail without manual intervention by our administrator.
That sounds like what he wanted.
He says it is the last paragraph that is unbelievably offensive. What the f*** were you thinking? I am a subscriber to the podcast and a big fan of the show. I just didn't want to get more email. Whoever's responsible for writing this has some issues that he or she should not be bringing to work. I think I think he means George, who is in the Klan, who is our...
Did he take offense to the word blacklist?
Right, right, right.
Oh, wow.
Because clearly our webmaster is in the Klan, and that's what... Right. We meant it in a horribly offensive racial way.
Wow.
What?
It's not what that means.
Don, what? Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming this December.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello, Santa. Now, we've got a slight problem here because I have been rather naughty.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. It's hanging in there. Yeah. Oh, and I got a little Marlo Thomas thing going on today.
Dare I say a little bit sexy.
Oh, by the way, Donald. An unsolicited testimonial in my voice. What would you say my voice sounded like for the half of the show Thursday I was able to do?
Cherry-flavored ass.
Right. Right. A little, I don't know, Sam Kinison.
Sandpaper and glue.
Right. Right. But, yeah, with like the most annoying sound in the world from Saturday Night Live. But Jeff from Salem? Still, he said, your voice works wonders. It is an unsolicited testimony to Steph. Steph, wow, your Harvey Fierstein-like voice has worked wonders around my house.
Oh, my God, it's such a shame.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday were a little rough. I had you on in practically every room. I discovered the grout in my shower, miraculously cleaned of sludge and lime deposits.
Oh,
the burnt on my cheese in my frying pan dislodged, and the layers of dust removed from the floor, revealing my long-lost cat. Love the new voice. Thank you, Steph. You're welcome, Jeff. I'm happy to... Ooh, I did suggest if you need to sandblast your pool or, you know, anything like that. It was a good... Kevin in Chicago says, Steph, your show turned into a regular Chris and Jim love fest. You guys deserve praise. It's Santa's little helpers that do the heavy lifting.
Chris does most of the heavy lifting.
Right.
That's
we love
in your spare time.
Right. We love and miss Steph and merely appreciate the two pistons currently powering the engine. Rock on, brothers.
Aww.
Thank you, pistons.
Yeah.
Thank you, pistons of my engine, elf-like piston type.
Sure.
People appreciate that. Okay. Oh, and I also understand I missed another dispatch from the war on Christmas. What
yes.
did I miss? What
Coming
did I
this miss? December on PBS, the new documentary series, Dispatches from the War on Christmas.
To General Penfield Wheeler, 12th Regiment, American Christmas Abolition Forces, Sausalito, California, December 20th. Sir, we have successfully trained a bald eagle to swoop in and snatch lifelike baby Jesus dummies from nativity scenes and carry them away. However, when deployed, merchants in nearby Horkville had been alerted to our plan by a spy in our midst and baited their creche with a live kitten.
Oh.
All did not go well, though the eagle seemed happy enough. Nevertheless, our subsequent plan to swap the nativity statues with adolescent miscreants disguised in whisker beards met with great success, except for one problem. The baby Jesus was a real infant, born illegitimately and cast out to starve as decoratively as possible. Now it is up to us to raise the child who shall be known as Beezer and who will lead a new generation in the holy war on Christmas. Your brother in arms, Frank Blatzer.
Dispatches from the War on Christmas, coming this December on PBS.
Oh, hooray. Thank you, Kenny Pick and Shafe and P.S. Mueller.
Yes.
Right? From the live blog?
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
Well, from the chat room.
Right.
Nobody goes to the live blog anymore, FYI.
How would I know?
The chat room is kind of taken over because it's a much easier system.
So the live blog is comatose.
Well, sure.
Right. Don't you love the whole home studio thing? I will be even more like Norma Desmond than I currently am.
Yeah.
I literally will never leave my house.
You're going to make us go to that monkey funeral,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, yes. You will come to the dead monkey funeral.
Well, technically it was a
and
chimp.
And then we won't. Right. Exactly.
Will Buster Keaton be there?
And Myrna Loy.
Max!
Myrna Loy wasn't in that movie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Max!
Yeah, right. Max will bring in my fan mail every day. The moron alert has gone off in Arizona. This is, it's also future husband stack, because what? A tattoo artist etches his own belly with a portrait of Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Why?
Hmm?
Oh.
Huh, ladies? Imagine that right above every
God.
Night.
Oh, God.
Tattoo artist Bingo Bada Bing. That's his actual
That's
legal name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and Bingo was his name.
And he cut a hole there so you can see his enormous belly with the tattoo of Joe Arpaio.
Arizona is giving Florida a run for its money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Just imagine Joe Arpaio's face on a tattoo just pushing into yours during... All right.
Well, when Florida sinks into the ocean, I think Arizona's going to be the new Florida.
Don't you think? Don't you think there's something to look forward to, Arizona? There you go. Oh, speaking of things to look forward to in Arizona, very, very exciting, by the by, with newly minted Sexy Liberal.
Please stand by for this public service advisory.
Listeners in the Phoenix, Arizona region, there have been widespread reports of debilitating and toxic disease known as Republicanitis. Symptoms include vomiting, talking points, paranoia, and chronic ignorance. To avoid contraction of the dreaded Republicanitis, medical experts recommend a high-dose vaccination of...
Stephanie Miller.
On Saturday, February 15th, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to the Orpheum Theater in Phoenix, Arizona. Sexy Liberal favorite John Fugelsang and progressive radio star Stephanie Miller will be joined by the newest addition to the Sexy Liberal posse, comedian, actor, and voice artist Carlos Alazraki. Tickets are available at phoenix.ticketforce.com. Don't miss this wild evening of liberal laughs. It's your progressive prescription. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, February 15th at the Orpheum Theater. Go to phoenix.ticketforce.com.
All right, and if you are waiting to see if I died before Saturday, I will be at the final Sexy Liberal 2013 in Seattle this Saturday. Get those tickets going fast now that people know that Mama is...
alive?
Right. Oh, and not...
dead?
No, drunk.
Drunk, oh!
This is when you know things have really gone to... Jim, I have stopped drinking. Seriously? That's how you know everything is really bad.
When you have the antibiotics, you're supposed to...
Well, no, I don't know. That normally does not bother me. I've just been too sick.
Your nightly deliveries are backing up. They're, like, piling up.
Oh.
You're going to have to get to work.
That's what I'm saying.
Downing all that wine.
Well, you know, I've often said that's when things went... In Washington is when they stopped drinking together. Back in my dad's day when they were, knocking back the Harvey Wallbangers together or whatever. And I'm just saying, that's when everything went, when I stopped drinking. You're right. I got to get, Okay. Hey, Jim, guess who gets to fly in the big plane again? President Obama brought former President George W. Bush with him to Africa.
Shock and all.
No. To attend the funeral of Nelson Mandela.
Oh, that's not as much fun.
Sat right behind him.
Africa.
It's a country with a lot of diseases.
Maybe he'll be looking for that uranium. Africa. Remember the way he said it? Just to make it sound extra scary.
Africa.
We have information
cake
of Saddam.
From Africa.
Yes.
Mm, cake.
Uranium from
I like cake.
Africa. Okay. Just to make it sound really, really scary kind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what my other biggest sadness is? I miss my Eric Bowler.
You missed him yesterday. He was on with us.
I know. Mm. But I loved his tweet. He said, a reason for highlighting previous conservative opposition to Mandela is to remind people how often they're on the wrong side of history. Hashtag ACA.
Mm-hmm.
How about Dick Cheney? I love that old tape. Here's the reason I are such an evil... Really? Why don't you explain that again? At one time, Mandela was... did you see him trying to tap dance around that whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Bollard had tweeted in 1986 conservatives were calling Mandela a terrorist while clandestinely selling arms to Iranian extremists. There's that to remember, historically speaking.
When someone sneezes in my vicinity, I don't say Gesundheit, I say apartheid.
Oh, he also, I didn't go peek in there because Erica alerted us. Note to Breitbart editor, you might want to turn off your comment section on the Nelson Mandela obituary. Your readers are being crazy racist. Who could have seen that coming, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you cannot go in the comments ever.
No.
On a Breitbart site.
Or Yahoo.
Did you also see?
They're all Yahoos.
Right.
Did you also see that Dick Cheney called President Obama a liar?
No.
About Obamacare?
Really?
Yes.
You lie.
Dick Cheney called President Obama.
Yeah, I was letting that sink in so people could then have their own comment in their thought.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll just let that lay there.
Blah. I didn't shoot Harry in the face. He was trying to commit suicide.
Right. Okay. Jim. Mm-hmm. Oh, whoops, that's not what I meant. It's a very dramatic guess the quote, by the way. Because this button is right next to this button.
I see.
It's because this is a very dramatic guess the quote. Jim. Who said, for to be free is not to merely cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others? Who said?
Dick Cheney.
No. Oh, really bad guess. No, that would be Nelson Mandela. There might be a theme to today's.
Mm-hmm.
Who said hope is a powerful weapon and no one power on earth can deprive you of? Who said that?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
No.
No, that would be Nelson Mandela. In my case, he's wrong. Actually, Clear Channel can deprive you. Just kidding. But I mentioned earlier in the show, hope is kind of an unrealistic.
Yeah.
But I, other than that, for other people, I think it's great. No, I'm hopeful. We're going forward, aren't we, Chris?
Absolutely.
Forward. We're going forward.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to go nighty shopping over the holidays and have something delightful to present Jim with every morning.
A see-through negligee?
Yes.
A lacy
and
number?
And the viewers of Free Speech TV.
Sure.
Wow, okay.
Oh, by the way, there will be other layers to be able to see us on TV. That's why it's taken so long to get the whole thing together. But it's going to be a great new year. It really is. All right. You don't even know what I mean by that, do you?
No.
Yes, you do.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
He's on a need-to-know basis. Okay. difficulties break some men down but make others. No axe is sharp enough to cut the soul of a sinner who keeps on trying, one armed with the hope that he will rise even in the end. Who said that?
Admiral Nelson.
No. That would be Nelson Mandela, whose funeral it is today.
Could be either Walter Pigeon or Richard Basehart.
No.
One is in the movie, one is in the TV series.
Okay, the South African president.
We'll always love Madiba for teaching us that it is possible to overcome hatred and anger in order to build a new nation and a new society.
Wow, what a radical.
Right?
He's so angry. What a communist.
Yeah, somebody, I saw Mary Madeline, is it defending, what do you call it, Dick Cheney?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, he said later he was a great man. Oh, a great man who I guess should have been in prison a lot longer if Dick Cheney had anything to say about it. Dear God, the spin. All right, we will talk to Charlie Pierce about that in just a bit, 45 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's get it going.
Pardon me. All right, I'm just. Mama's opened her medical bag full of things. Thank you and for explaining the difference. I just took three steroids. Those are not the kind that make my balls hairy?
Right, those are not anabolic steroids.
Okay, what sort are they?
They're steroids.
I already got a steroid shot in my ass last week. That's a B12.
That's not an anabolic steroid.
All right. Well, that didn't work, obviously.
Right.
I was not here yesterday as well. This is my second round of antibiotics and steroids. What?
Boy.
Your balls are still hairless. You have nothing to worry about.
Well, thanks to No-No. No thanks to you. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, honey.
Hey, good morning. I'm very glad you're feeling better, but I need to file a complaint.
Uh-oh, okay.
I tried to help out and be the estrogen co-host as Jim and Chris did a fabulous job, but I tried to bring some, you know, female stuff to the show and call in while you
girl
were
stuff.
Gone.
Sure, uh-huh.
But what were you doing? Because Michael Tomasky and Bob Seska are not enough for you, because now my husband has no voice and bronchitis.
I don't know. I must be spreading it. I don't know.
I'm trying to understand. I tried and tried for you, and you go behind my back. I thought we were friends.
Oh, you are just an overdramatic little baby mama. All right.
Can I ask you one other thing, sweetie?
Yes.
What's going to happen to our Ustream when you move to Free Speech? Will we all move with you? I'm a little confused being a techno idiot.
Well, the Ustream, we could have the Ustream video up and running, but it would kind of be superfluous because it's going to be a much better video on Free Speech TV.
It'll
their
be
site.
Back to what it looked like on
current.
Right. However, it will be on the real TV.
We will still have the chat room open. I mean, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't have the chat room open.
So Ustream. we should being really stupid, and I apologize on
That's
this.
That's all right.
So we would stay on the chat room site through Ustream, but we would still watch you on Free Speech
right.
TV.
Yeah. Would that be okay?
It's all about whether it works out for you, exactly. That's...
Listen, I'm old, and I don't do technology well.
Me neither.
Right now, I'm not sure that Free Speech TV offers a chat room component, but we'll still keep the Ustream
open. I hear
open.
You, Chris.
Okay.
And I'm so glad. I want to tell you, everyone in the chat room who possibly could has donated, because we love you. We love
Aww.
You all. And we are looking forward to a terrific 2014, too.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate it. We love us some our chat room and all our sexy liberal fans. I've been so heartwarmed, seriously, by all of it. Oh, Linda writes, good morning. Will people that cannot contribute to your Free Speech TV campaign still be able to watch
yes.
the program?
No.
No, you must blindfold yourself.
Oh, God.
If you do not give money to our free... Of course you
yes.
can watch the show, Linda.
But if you appreciate Free Speech TV right. and the service it gives.
And listen, what better timing than now? As everybody knows, Progressive Radio just lost yep. two more big stations, Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Right.
And that's, as we were saying, what it's like in the corporate world. There's a lot of people that we know and love and respect here. So it's not a question of blaming anybody.
San Francisco needs is right-wingers, because there's an
right.
audience for that.
Right.
In San Francisco.
Well, what? Yes.
But Michael Savage comes out of San Francisco.
Listen,
I will explain it again, because people keep asking me. That is what the big corporate world is like. All of these radio companies are owned by conservatives. They own all the right-wing shows. So business-wise, it makes sense for them to put their shows on their stations because they make more money. Even if, let's just say, hypothetically, there was someone that had a zero that was put in my time slot in San Francisco. Let's just say it was Glenn Beck.
Let's just say that.
Apparently, somehow, you make more money with a zero.
Yep, because you're spewing
or money
the
of
right.
our stations that they flipped to sports that now have, what's that rating I'm thinking of?
A zero.
Right. Like in Miami and other places they flipped the format to sports. I don't know. Apparently they must have some spectacular salespeople. Well, how many people are listening exactly? Let me think. Well, pretty much zero. But are they?
But when you have an 11 gajillion dollars, you don't really care about the ratings.
No, apparently not. Okay.
But thank you, Clear Channel, for keeping us on in Asheville
yes.
and in Madison.
Although we're probably off now, but we just said that. But this is why we need the fine Americans at Free Speech
yes.
TV. That's where you get Democracy Now!, Tom Hartman,
mm-hmm.
Bill Press, and you will
yep.
be seeing us after the first of the year because no corporate influence, but that's why you gotta dig down.
Right.
Don't make us come to your house and hold you upside down over a balcony. Just give a little cash to Free Speech TV.
That's what Tom Hartman does.
Yeah,
and you don't want us to do that.
No, I am not a heavy like Tom Hartman. I mean, I'm not saying Tom Hartman shot a man in Reno to get the rest of his cash from
Free
Speech TV.
Well, then he wrote
TV
a book about it.
Right. And then I took his liver because I needed one.
Yeah.
And he woke up in a bathtub full of ice. I'm not saying that any of that happened. I'm just saying.
However, there was a guy in Jersey who woke up with a knife in his back.
Oh, did you see that? Well, I would think it'd be unusual if you wake up in New Jersey without a knife
That's
in your
true.
Back.
Yeah.
It happens.
Never fall asleep in New Jersey. You might get an eyebrow shaved, or you might get a knife in your back.
Right? Or both?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
That's what happened.
I'm afraid how I'm going to wake up in the morning now that you're coming to my house. You're going to short sheet my bed.
Oh, you might wind up in the Meadowlands.
Saran wrap my toilet seat, freeze my bra. I'll be like...
Might wind up in the Meadowlands. Nothing left but your shoes.
Right.
Which we actually saw.
Remember when we were filling in Primus? Yeah, and that was when MSNBC was in Secaucus.
Uh-huh.
Jim and I went for a walk.
And you could only walk around the parking lot
around
the hotel.
Lot,
because
near the turnpike.
You were
yeah.
hemmed in by the turnpike
yeah.
and the Meadowlands.
Right.
Yeah, and
swamps.
We saw a little bit of swamp, and there were
and
some shoes.
I think there was just one shoe.
It was just one shoe?
We were like, okay. I do not think that ended well for whoever that is.
Yeah, we made some shoes for him.
This is out of Trenton. Not saying it's anyone that crossed Chris Christie, I'm just saying.
That's where he lives, Trenton.
Hmm. Oh!
Oh!
Anyone see my knife? No! Oh, thanks!
Oh, thanks for keeping it warm.
It's my knife warmer. Authorities say a New Jersey man awoke after a long night's sleep to discover a knife stuck in his back.
As you do.
That me too. Me too last week, professionally
well,
speaking.
Yeah.
You know who you are. Okay. Police say the man did not know why his back was hurting when he got up Sunday, so he had his brother take a look. Hey, what? Oh, my God. The brother said the knife was protruding from the middle of his back. He had gotten into a fist fight on his porch after a night of drinking, as you do in New Jersey.
That's what happens to you every night.
Right? Surprised I haven't woken up more often with a knife in my back. Apparently did not realize he had been stabbed. The man was uncooperative when detectives tried to talk to him at the hospital. I don't have any information about who might or might not have put a knife in my
back.
It's
none of your business.
Why do you ask? Stop being so nosy. It's America. It's American knife and it's American back. Move along. Got nothing more to say here. 58 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce, much more as we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it might be time to. Steroids have not quite kicked in yet. The antibiotics did, though. And wow, that was, let me just say, quite a morning at my house. Holy moly. All right. Although I'm better, see? Huh? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right. 6 minutes. A little wobbly, but I'm hanging in there. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Thanks to the Mooks, who did a fabulous job, and John Fugelsang filling in for Mama yesterday. And you guys filled in all by your little lonesome on Friday, didn't you?
Yeah, yep. Thursday, the last part of Thursday and Friday. Yep.
Yeah, well, you're right. Thursday, everyone heard me just... thud. That was the Dodge Dart just running out of gas in the middle of the winter in Buffalo. All right. So StephanieMiller.com, the website. Stephanie Miller on Stephanie Miller Show on Facebook and on Twitter. Thank you so much. All the fine Americans like Deb. Steph, happy to help you get back on TV. She donated to Free Speech TV. God love her. You and Tom Harmon will continue to help spread the word, not only for progressives, but for others who are looking for more than just talking points. We need to have correct, honest, fact-based information out there, not just an endless loop of GOP spin. Right, and mine comes with fart jokes. And Tom Harmon does fart jokes when he's on my show.
Yes.
I don't know why. Blah, blah. I decided to donate money to you and Free Speech TV. You've been an inspiration, not to mention made me laugh out loud at times. Aw. Deb, thank you. It is a wonderful life.
Aw.
Otherwise, it's all Sarah Palin all the time.
Oh,
she
God.
Got a new TV show, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
A sportsman's TV show.
Ah, oh, dear God.
So are you ready for some good old-fashioned words?
Oh, boy.
The war on Christmas is the tip of the spear in a larger battle to secularize our culture. And make true religious freedom a thing of America's past. I bet Charles Darwin never understood this. If the world could be described as truly survival of the fittest, why would people collectively be stricken with a spirit of generosity in December?
What?
Walgreens' 24-page nationwide circular used the word holiday 36 times without one mention of Christmas.
Oh, no!
It's about that little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes
who
arrived long before hope and change became political manipulations. There are few things that anger a secular liberal atheist more than a horizontal plank intersecting a vertical plank cross on public land. Hoo-ah! I couldn't have said it better myself.
What?
Hoo-ah?
She never served.
No.
No. That was Kenny Pickens. Shave. Thank you, kids. Oh, it's the season. It's a little dumb.
No, that was actually Rocky Mountain Mike.
Pardon me?
Rocky Mountain Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yes.
I was reading the wrong thing. Rocky Mountain Mike, thank you.
Herp, derp, doy.
Oh, the little dumber girl. Mm-hmm. It's that magical time of year. Oh, yeah, here it is, Chris. You're right. Sarah Palin to host a new outdoor show, Amazing America, on the Sportsman Channel.
Where's that?
Oh, it's the one that has the Wanted Ted or Alive, you know, the Ted Nugent show. So that's got to be really a sort of a conservative think tank of sorts.
And you can just watch people killing animals all day long.
Right.
That's entertainment.
Right. And Sarah Palin saying dumb.
Yeah.
Right. The weekly show entitled Amazing America.
Amazing dead things.
will showcase Palin's red, white, and blue lifestyle.
What?
What now?
Hmm.
I don't know what that means. Her unique, you know, my uniquely American lifestyle. Mm. Please and thank you. Tad!
Or she could be French with red, white,
red,
and blue.
White, and blue.
Yeah. Right.
Or Great Britain.
That too.
Or Belgium.
Boy.
No, not Belgium. France.
Oh, what? Yes. Okay. Brian and Shannon.
Okay.
Brian and Shannon. There's some there's some negotiators, Chris.
All right. What are those
two? Yeah, those two. Brian and, you know what I'm talking about, Jim. Brian and Shannon.
And they're with?
Brian and Shannon.
And this would be regarding?
Me.
Okay.
Staff, was going to kick in $50 for the Free Speech TV thing, but we're already podcast members and already own the Sexy Liberal Show CD. So how about I send you guys $150 and you give us our audio podcast re-up for the year. The staff gives Hobby and me a kiss at the meet and grow up in Phoenix. Listen, people, do it out of the love of
Stephanie Miller.
She's negotiating with me.
Wow. Holland. Holland has red, white, and blue.
Oh, right. There you go. Thank you,
as
Jim.
As well as
thanks.
The orange flag.
We've moved on, Jim.
All right.
And Russia.
All right. I don't even know where I was going to go with that.
I can see Russia from my house.
Yeah, Brian and Shannon need to negotiate some sort of pact with Russia, because they're, listen to them, Trey, you got grope for this and
whatever.
That and whatever. Just do it. All right, like Doug from Canada did.
Oh.
This is an interesting idea. Another insolent.
Doug McKenzie?
No. Unsolicited testimonial. Huh. Look what he did. He's a crafty guy.
He's crafty.
No, like arts and crafts. And craft, you know, I mean, like creative. Okay. Dear Steph, I made the best iTunes playlist. I took, my favorite clips from your podcast, your Sexy Liberal Tour CD, and some of Rocky Mountain Mike's Politically Incoherent, put them all together. I'm walking my dogs now with a big smile on my face. My Minpins love your cute voice. Could you say hi to Indy and Doodle?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Doodle.
Minpin?
Hi, Indy.
What's a Minpin?
It's a tiny,
miniature pincher?
Tiny.
Maybe?
Double
just guessing?
Pincher.
No, it's not a little person that likes to pinch people.
Okay.
It's actual mini pincher. It's a mini dog. Mm-hmm. It's a looks like a Doberman pincher, but it's mini.
So it's a Doberman pincher with all of its effectiveness breeded out of it.
Right.
Pretty much.
I'll bite your toenail off.
Yeah.
I will. Take that. Take that.
Like a Republican congressman. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll show you.
Yeah, it's like that little chicken hawk in the cartoon.
Chicken hawk.
Yeah.
Put chicken hawk.
Put him up. Put him up.
I swear, so.
I love the look on Max and Fred's face when those dogs get really tough. They're like, whatever. You're too small to even reach down to. Okay. Could I have some wedding music, please?
Okay.
Jesse in Iowa with lots of people getting Mama early Christmas gifts.
Wedding gifts?
Future wife stack. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, he got this. He located me a future wife.
Oh.
Hi, Mama. Got a future wife for you out of Texas. Angela Fisher, 42, facing a misdemeanor and harassment trespassing charges stemming from her alleged break-in at the residence of Marcel Mallory, a 35-year-old radiologist. Styler Fisher, her husband, is married to Brandon. You know Brandon, the radiologist.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Brandon Fisher called Mallory to warn that his wife was coming to her house. I think there was a little extramarital shenanigans going on.
Mm-hmm.
See Brandon and... okay. Mallory fled the residence, afraid for herself and her children. Mallory told investigators she received two phone calls from Siler Fisher as she was en route to the home. Siler Fisher, Mallory said, she warned that she was going to beat her ass whore and dislocate her vagina.
Dislocate her vagina?
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, that's the first thing that sprang to mind, Jane. Can that be done? And where else would you locate it? Somewhere warmer?
You're the expert. I don't.
Is that possible? I'm just wondering. Has anyone's vagina ever been dislocated? Or relocated?
Relocated, that's...
To warmer climes.
Oh, they got relocation reimbursement.
Like, where would it be? Where would it go? I don't know. How would it just be the same area but slightly...
Puerto Vallarta. Why not? Why not? Puerto Vallarta.
Surveillance. Witness protection program and just relocate them.
I'm sorry. I'm in the vagina relocation program. I can't. You now.
They give
I'm
you
sorry.
A fake beard? No.
big bushy eyebrows.
Not relocated, dislocated. Oh, she threatened to different. Dislocate her vagina. Surveillance videos revealed that Siler Fisher entered Mallory's home by kicking in the doggy door. Uh-oh.
Oops.
Oh, oops.
You didn't have to kick in your doggy door.
Right.
Just is anything like a sea punch?
I bet you that would happen.
Okay. Kick in your doggy door. I'll just show you. Or kitty door.
Sure.
Technically a cat door. Right.
You know.
I will dislocate your cat flap.
Strong words.
I just wonder, when you know, when you're arguing and someone says something that ridiculous. Really, bitch? Well, I will... What did you just say? Dislocate my vagina. What?
Dislocate your cat flap.
She once inside the sprawling home, she wrote whore and homewrecker in red lipstick on the bathroom mirror. Nicely done. A nice touch. See, that's what you do when you are frustrated by the inability to locate someone whose vagina you would like to dislocate.
You've had that on your bathroom mirror, I think. Something
who
similar.
Who hasn't? You can imagine her frustration in not being able to dislocate. First of all, locate the vagina that she wanted to dislocate. So, you know, she was left with having to write whore on the mirror.
It's plan two. Plan
fine.
B.
Fine. Plan B.
Whore.
All right.
Ha ha. That's not my color of lipstick.
Ha ha. And I'm not there. And my vagina's still in the same place. Okay.
Where's my cat flap? It's still there.
Oh, boy. It's the week before vacation almost, isn't it?
Next week is the week
right,
before vacation.
Right, close yeah. enough. Okay.
You don't have license to act this crazy yet.
I know.
Next week.
You have no idea what I'm taking. I just took a whole baggie full of something. Oh, my Lord.
Just a handful of things that you had left over in your medicine cabinet.
What does this do?
Is this expired? 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
This is a much butcher version than
sweet. Yeah. Yeah. 22. And so am I now, that,
right,
I'm on, now that I'm on steroids.
Sure.
Hi.
Love that chest hair.
Stephanie Miller Show, now 40% butcher. Okay. By the by. Oh, so Travis is going to be the little gnome that lives under the stairs.
Yeah.
He's a big gnome.
Do you know, I have that little closet that looks... That looks like I'm being John Malkovich.
Right, yeah.
Like
in
the 7.5
That's
floor.
Where the phone screener booth is going to be. Oh, we're going to give him a little rolly desk so we can roll it out of there.
Right.
He may have to have his legs amputated.
And he's going to be dangerously close to the wine cellar. So, you know what? The screening's anybody. I think anyone can get through
and
in the new year.
And there's going to be a closed door between us and Travis. So we have no idea what he's doing.
No.
Well, that's true now.
Well, I think we do, since he's about 7 feet from the wine cellar.
Mm-hmm.
We know exactly what he'll be doing.
To deal with some of the callers that he gets?
Sure. I'll answer. I don't care. For what she's paying me? Yeah, just do it. Say whatever you want.
Oh, boy. We're trying to decide whether to put an on-air light on. I'm like, well, you'd have to put it down at dog height, because that's the only people you have to worry about.
Yeah.
Oh, mommy's talking. Okay. I wanted just a Three Stooges thing that says, quiet, numbskulls, we're broadcasting. Quiet, we're broadcasting in hand.
And what day is trash day?
Fridays,
oh, okay.
So that'll be
that's
something.
A problem.
Okay, three trucks.
Three trucks.
Recycling,
yes.
Regular.
Right. And compost.
Outdoor,
compost.
Right?
Okay.
Everybody in L.A. knows that.
Yep.
You could probably time it. Let's hope it's not during one of
those
brilliant that Jim says. Jim's in the middle of a brilliant impression. Clang, clang, clang goes the truck. Is Marcus Bachman here or is it garbage day? Mooney in Sacramento. Hey, Mooney.
Hi. Hey, I am. actually, I sell bone stimulators, you know.
Bone stimulators.
You sell bone. I had to use one on my broken foot.
I remember.
Yes. That's a line that must work well with the ladies. Hello.
It works out very well, actually. So I just bought, put Mom on Free Speech TV. I bought $150.
Yay! Thank you, Mooney. I appreciate it.
This is a first-time caller. I'm a long-time listener, but I want you to say hi to my dogs.
Who's, what's their names?
Okay, you ready? I have six of them.
Oh,
oh my God,
Jesus,
boy.
This could take a while.
Mookie, Mushu, Mulan, Mula, Skeeter, and Foster.
Aw.
Oh, my goodness.
That's for Foster Brooks.
And I sell bone stimulators. Okay, you were.
Say hi to the doggies.
Hi, Mulan and Mushu. And okay, Skeeter. All right. Thank
Mookie.
You, Mookie.
Don't forget Mookie.
All
Mookie.
Right.
Mookie. Mookie sensitive.
All right.
Throw me a bone here. I'm the boss.
Oh, boy. Need Did you put info. All that on Match.com, I wonder? I have six dogs and I sell
and
bone
stimulators.
Stimulator. What you doing later? Right now. All right. Lots of people wanting to get their rants out. Let's see. Oh, you know, on the Clear Channel dropping progressive talk in L.A. and San Francisco, starting first of the year. Let's see. Julie writes, Mom, I was reading the liberal blog Political Carnival. Oh, thank you, kids.
Yes.
Lots of nice things. On the sad business of KTLK here in L.A., becoming Patriot Radio. joining San Francisco and Seattle, the rest of the West Coast being largely liberal talk-free. No, it's not worth much, but wanted to say how bummed I am. A person of your talent, that's true. And dedication continues to be upon in your endeavors. Simply because you're not willing to trade truth and the greater good to advance yourself, which you obviously could do at any time if you feigned a conversion to the Republican way. Clear Channel et al. Would scoop you up off the progressive sidewalk like a lost puppy and plant you behind a golden mic that fed 400 stations. That's true, too.
Yeah.
What's galling and frustrating to your fans, losing the stations, etc., obviously has to be heartbreaking career-wise for an accomplished person, yes. I've been doing this since I gave Marconi the idea.
You did. You know, you could take
at the top,
an antenna.
Thank you. At the top of your game, with a show that makes money, has a huge fan base, a sexy liberal tour success proves year after year after year, which could obviously make a lot more if not relegated to ghettos of tiny low-wattage stations. Being capital-owned distributors freezing you out in favor of utter crap programs manned by loathsome amateurs who can't even make an entertaining show in which to spew their corporate-generated talking points. Blech.
Yeah.
If I were a billionaire, I'd pull out my checkbook and buy a radio station or at least fork over $80K to build a studio for you putting you on Free Speech TV. What WTF is wrong with our rich people? As Tom Hartman always wonders, why aren't there any left-wing moguls willing to buy up all the radio stations like the right has done and put amply talented, money-making left-wing pros like you on the air? They would still make a profit by doing good. Speaking of rich bastards, what's wrong with Hartman? Can't he sell a coffee table or one of his wife's earrings?
Oh, wow.
All right, let me just take a second to say, as much as we make fun of the guy that owns a show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money, Ron Hartenbaum has almost single-handedly held up progressive talk radio, and he is not the guy. He, in fact, there's lots of other big news coming in 2014, but anyway, we love you, Ron Hartenbaum.
Yes, we do.
Don't make it, although I ain't going to look for an earring next time I'm there. Just saying. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're not going to kill Santa Claus because he doesn't exist.
Really, Brian? He doesn't exist? Who else isn't real? You going to tell me that Elmo isn't real? Huh?
Stephanie Miller.
Is he not real, Brian?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. All right. Goodness gracious, I missed us some my usual boys yesterday, but my Tuesday
There's
boy.
Only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Ah, sounding a little bit less like Wilford Brimley. Very, very.
It's the diabetes.
It's the right thing to do.
The diabetes for the oatmeal. I think the oatmeal for the diabetes. I think the other thing for the erectile dysfunction.
Oh, boy. All right. Now I'm picturing a scene from
there. Then I take the stuff for the disease I got in World War I from the French woman. I don't know what it is. Still there, though.
Now I'm picturing a scene from American Pie, but with a bowl of oatmeal. Stop.
Oh, dear.
Charlie Pierce, for God's sake, sir. Now,
hey, guess I got news. Guess where my wife and I are going to be Thursday.
Where?
The White House.
Get out, you big name dropper.
Holiday reception. Yep.
Wow.
Cool. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know how the hell this happened, but the Secret Service is pretty plainly falling down on the job.
Maybe there's a fan of Wait, Don't Tell Me in the White House
somewhere.
You
know what? I'll bet that is, because that's my one avenue to respectability besides you guys.
I was just going to say, why do you not guess it would be
Stephanie Miller?
And by the way, make sure POTUS has donated to my free speech campaign.
Hey, shook hands with Raul Castro. The world is coming to an end.
Oh, my God. Have they gone berserkoid in right-wing world?
Things are starting to percolate. Yeah, in the chronic ward, they don't wake them up till about 10 o'clock Eastern time, so they're a little slow on the jump, but... This will be something about which people will be stupid for a few days.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. By the way, you were writing about the whole, obviously, the Mandela funeral today, but you brought one of my favorite lines about the Sunday shows. You said, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, and when you're a dope, everything looks like a trope. which is why you're Charlie Pierce. But secondly... but you were talking about Bill Keller of the New York Times.
Bill Keller actually knows a lot of stuff about South Africa. He was the bureau chief in Johannesburg, for God's sake.
Mm. Right.
He should have had a lot to bring to the table, and instead it's all about how Barack Obama won't schmooze people.
Yeah.
They won't let that go.
I know. Wow. You are like me. It drives you.
He's inviting me to schmooze Thursday night.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm very schmoozable.
Yes, I know. I've schmoozed with you in person.
We could talk about how he's going to wreck Social Security. No, we won't do that. No. Bad guess. No.
But you were saying that Keller said it's noteworthy in an earlier segment that the president and Mandela felt closest to was Bill Clinton because they have more in common than Mandela and Obama. One of the things Mandela was a joy and robust give and take of politics, the schmoozing, the deal making, blah, blah, blah. Obama's more cerebral. And you say, dear Jesus, they simply will never give this up. The president would have been better served if he just kissed the ass of the New York Times a little more enthusiastically, or if he flirted with Maureen Dowd a bit, or if he'd had Louis Gohmert and Rand Paul over to the White House a few times for tea and Thorazine. But yeah, they just will not get off that.
This is sort of the softer side of Obama's not a leader. Is this Obama doesn't like politics thing? Mm-hmm. And I'm stunned that Tip O'Neill and Ronnie Reagan didn't make an appearance, but then I remember that Matthews was on another network.
But I mean, yeah, he seems awfully good at politics for someone that doesn't like it, as the trope goes.
I mean, who was it? Somebody wrote, and I can't remember where it was. Somebody wrote that he didn't have a lot of influence. Or he didn't have the kind of political influence you expect from a president. The guy is a black guy named Barack Hussein Obama, who got elected twice.
Yeah.
He's influencing somebody.
Yeah, right. And by the by, I love how you were talking about everybody trying to spin all the Mandela stuff on the Sunday shows. I loved it. Al Sharpton went nuts. You were saying that he said, let's be clear, Reagan supported vetoed bills. Reagan denounced Mandela, called him names. Let us not act like he evolved after a protest movement here and turned the tone in public opinion. Let's not act like Reagan was a major supporter of Mandela and the anti-apartheid movement. It was just not true.
Yeah, well, Newt Gingrich, who actually did the right thing back in the day, came out yesterday and said that MSNBC was just using Mandela's death as an excuse to smear Ronald Reagan.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Newt, of course, is now a competitor because Newt's got the gig with CNN.
Right, and Michael Aaron Dyson.
The largely unwatchable revamped Crossfire.
You quoted Michael Aaron Dyson. He said, I think conservatives get a little bit of amnesia when they forget that Dick Cheney wanted to put him on the terrorist list and insisted he stay there, that Ronald Reagan insisted. He said, on one hand, Nelson Mandela should be released, but he depended on a white supremacist government to reform itself from within. It is amazing how many ways.
Wasn't he actually on the terrorist watch list till like 2005?
Right, right.
I think so. Well,
the African National Congress was. I forget, one or the other, where they were on the terrorist watch list till 2005. Yeah, I mean, you know, this, you know, There's an awful lot of, I mean, we all know there's been an awful lot of whitewashing about what really went on in the Reagan years. And I commented earlier last week, right after the Nelson Mandela's death, about this DeRoy Murdoch thing in which he said he was, you know, this staunch Reaganite who changed his mind on Mandela, but he would have been fighting the Cold War in places like El Salvador and Nicaragua. And that was awful too.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an awful lot of really bad stuff going on in those 8 years.
Well, and by the way, this both sides kind of are the same thing that I hate as well. You talk about, noted centrist Matthew Dowd said, I think Nelson Mandela was here. He said, let's forgive Dick Cheney. Let's forgive people. Excuse me. As you say, Mandela believed in truth and reconciliation. He even appointed a commission to that effect. People answered for their crimes in office in full view of the nation. Again, I say ye, Dick Cheney, witness box is open.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the. I mean, that was one of the bravest things Mandela did was the Truth and Reconciliation Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't do it in. It wasn't a criminal body. It wasn't a punitive thing, but it was getting the truth of things out in the open.
Yeah.
And a hell of a lot worse things than Dick Cheney did. So I mean, this notion that he would have been okay and we just would have let bygones, it's not letting bygones be bygones. It's facing your past honestly.
Yeah.
And then moving on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Nelson Mandela ever stood for letting bygones be bygones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and by the by, back here in the old U.S. of A., how is the Republican outreach going to the black community? You say Senator Acquaviva had a bad weekend?
Well, yeah. First of all, he decided that we should turn Detroit into the Northern Marianas Islands.
Right.
One of these free trade zones. And then he decided that somehow after 26 weeks, you become dependent on government, and therefore you shouldn't have your unemployment benefits extended because that's doing a disservice to you because freedom.
Because also freedom.
Yes, exactly.
What he said is what we hope to do is create taxes so low you essentially are able to bail yourselves out by having more money to accumulate in the area over time. Oh, that's how he would just privatize Detroit and it would magically all be better because of low taxes.
He's going to turn it into a free trade zone in the middle of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm sure that all the workers there will have full, environmental and job and workplace safety, protections and the right to unionize and will be paid a living wage. And I'm also the czar of all the Russias.
The sweatshops won't be quite as bad as China.
Yeah. No, I mean, this was always the joker in the deck with back in the 70s and 80s when Jack Kemp was pushing, what do you call them, empowerment zones, which were a great idea in theory. And then you saw what the corporations were actually planning for them and you went, no, we don't need sweatshops. We don't need sweatshops in America. We need actual manufacturing.
Yeah. You quoted him as saying, I do support unemployment benefits for the 26 weeks they're paid for. If you extend it beyond that, you do a disservice to those workers.
Yes,
you can see how trying to help them would not be helping.
What was the phrase he used? You make them part of the permanently unemployed group or something?
Right.
I mean, it's like there's a membership card or something that you get after 26 weeks. They start sending you stuff in the mail. You're now part of the permanently unemployed and you're screwed.
Yes, you are part of the perpetual unemployed. Well,
perpetual unemployed. There
right,
you go.
Right, in perpetuity.
Yeah, but now he says he's going to run for president, so he's going to take those ideas out for a spin. We'll see what happens.
Did you see that the audience at the for the black outreach event was mostly white?
Oh, absolutely.
In Detroit. Huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was after all a Republican event.
Exactly. All right, Charlie Pierce, great stuff as always.
We'll see you next week. I'll give you a full update on the canapes and stuff.
Oh, please.
My influence will be completely purchased. It'll be disgusting. I'm going to turn into Chuck Todd right before your eyes.
Give our love to POTUS and FLOTUS. We love you.
All right, bye.
There goes the fancy Charlie Pierce off the White House.
He's extra fancy. Have you ever gotten an invitation to the White House? Well, besides...
From POTUS?
No. Our friend Hot Bree got invited to the White House. She was there a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Everyone gets invited but us now.
Yeah, well...
I don't know what the deal is.
All right. And you've done so much work for POTUS, too.
Right? Oh, by the way, I forgot. Julie finished her letter with, in sum, if you decide to pretend to be a Republican for a few years to build up a retirement nest egg or turn your back on politics to sell a line of lesbian sex products, I wouldn't blame you a bit. Julie and... Let Mama ruminate on that for a minute.
Lesbian sex products?
Maybe lesbian Republican sex products. I think I'm losing it. All right. Oh, by the way, another great Eric Moeller tweet that I missed in talking to him yesterday. If Romney were POTUS and Dow climbed 3,000 points this year while unemployment fell to 7%, mm-hmm. GOP would be chiseling Mitt's face into Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He does have that chiseled jaw.
But when the black guy does it.
Oh, and he alerted me to a New York Times headline. New hope sweeps across Iran in the aftermath of temporary nuclear pact. Wait, I thought it was another Obama blunder. Huh. Oh, well. Everyone move along. Huh. Debacle. Debacle. Another blunder. Another non-warlike debacle. Okay.
Nothing blowed up.
Right.
What's the fun in that?
It's probably what Bush is saying all the way over on the plane to Africa.
Come on, let's blow something up.
You ain't blown enough stuff up. It's all this peace is gay. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any, dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problems.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Okay, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. You love that song. That's for you. 50 minutes after the hour. Oh, the voice is getting a little wobbly.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to sound like Mr. Haney now. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, Andy.
Huh?
Andy.
Wait, no, that's not Mr. Haney. That's...
Right. I was got that.
I'm mixing up my TV characters.
Me too.
Was Mr. Haney from Green Acres?
Right.
I never watched that.
Right. What's...
Oh, Alicia, no.
Oh, looky, here's a tweet. Guess who else gets to bring his dogs to work? Like Mama will be able to do in the new year, Max and Free. We're going to have them with us because, you know, Fred's a barker.
Oh.
So we'll have to have them, you know. All right. Secretary Kerry brings Ben. Look at the picture. Secretary John Kerry brings Ben to work. See?
It's Stephanie Miller. Woof, 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 woof.
No offense, but thank God Chester's not still around. Because remember that, my St. Bernard. Not the brightest bulb. He didn't. It took him 5 years. He still never recognized Jim.
It's Jim.
No. Stop. Chester, no.
Your dogs are so well behaved.
Look, he solved the Syria and Iran without firing a shot. Who knows what I'll be able to accomplish in the new year when I get to bring my emotional support dogs to work. Jim, who said death is something inevitable when a man has done what he considers to be his duty to his people and his country, he can rest in peace. I believe I've made that effort, and that is therefore why I will sleep for eternity.
Rod Serling.
No, it was Nelson Mandela. Jim, who said I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it? The brave man is not the man who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Who said that?
Major Nelson, first you're over here, now you're over there.
No, it is also Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
All right, and one last one. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Who said that?
Charles Nelson Reilly.
No, that was a good guess. No.
No.
No. That was also Nelson.
Nelson Riddle?
No.
And the orchestra?
Not Nelson Riddle. Okay, F.W. de Klerk, the last white president of South Africa.
He was a great man. He was a very special man. I think his greatest legacy to South Africa and to the world is the emphasis which he has always put on the need for reconciliation.
Oh, yes, by the way, we were talking to Charlie Pierce about how the... How that outreach to the African-American community is going here for the Republican Party. Speaking of apartheid, isn't it?
Apartheid.
Largely white audience turns out to hear Rand Paul speak at African-American outreach event.
Yeah.
Right away in the headline. Not so good.
No.
Not so good.
Yeah.
The Michigan Republican Party seeking to increase its visibility in the Democratic and minority-heavy Detroit. And last week it brought in Rand Paul. Good idea.
Because who speaks to the African-American experience better than Rand Paul.
Right. It was like, what do you call it? A Three Dog Night hired me to open for them in Las Vegas, and then I got fired after the first night because I was a little...
You're fired.
A little blue.
Right. For their... It's just one of those ideas. Hey, you know what we should get?
Computer says no.
So I don't know whose idea this was. Hey, we should get the guy that thinks that the Civil Rights Act... Okay. Yes, they brought in Rand Paul to the city to open the party's African-American engagement office. Right away. That's just an obnoxious title. If anything, the launch event put into stark relief how much work the GOP has to do in a largely white audience. Turned out to hear the senator speak.
Wow. Okay.
He said, today's opening of this office is the beginning of a new Republican Party.
Mm. Right.
This is going to be a Republican Party that is in big cities and small cities, in the countryside and in the city. It's going to be about bringing a message that's popular no matter where you're from, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're black, white, or brown.
Mostly if you're rich and white.
Yeah.
Right.
Not if you're brown.
Largely if you're rich and white.
If you're brown, they just tell you to go back to where you came from.
Shish. Squish. He also spoke at the Detroit Economic Club, where he proposed a plan, as we talked to Charlie Pierce about, to revitalize cities through the creation of economic freedom zones.
Right.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Where you're free from the economy because you have no money.
Yeah, but still, freedom.
Freedom.
And such.
Because freedom.
And also freedom. And in addition, Benghazi. Okay. Yes, he still continues to generate skepticism. The article says, because of his criticism of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Because you recall, he said, I think it's a bad business decision to exclude anybody from your restaurant, but at the same time, I do believe in private ownership of black people. Oh, no, that's not what he said. He didn't mean that. On Sunday, Paul said he opposed extending long-term unemployment benefits because, as I said before, he said that'd be a disservice to people.
Of course.
That'd be bad to help people when they need
help.
Right. It's doing them a disservice, clearly.
Just go out and inherit $1 billion. What's wrong with you people?
Okay. Oh, parents. Just when you're stumped what to get your kid for Christmas. There's a new coloring book to teach your kids how to love Ted Cruz.
Ew. Really?
Look at the cover of it. It's Ted Cruz pointing to like the Tree of Liberty with a 70s like the double fingers, the double like shotguns.
Yeah.
Hi, didn't I meet you at a party in Santa Barbara? How you doing?
God.
Yeah, he's doing the double. You know, hey, I know you. Right. What do you call those? He's pointing with both fingers.
Hey, you. I know you.
That's different.
That's different.
You. I know you.
Two little finger guns. Hey. Uh-huh.
Because he's a pistol.
And bam.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Right. let's see. Give me some sales music.
Okay.
As a new parent, terrified that the liberal media will turn your child into an Obama supporter? Or do you just need something to entertain your kids during those long drives to Tea Party rallies? If so, there's a brand new coloring book. The Ted Cruz to the Future Comic Coloring Activity Book.
Ted what? Ted the Ted Cruz to the Future?
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This must be a joke.
It's a nonpartisan, fact-driven view of how Texas Senator Rafael Edward Ted Cruz became a U.S. senator, and details through his quotes and public information his ideas for what he believes will help America grow.
Like a tumor.
Right. Your kids will learn Ted Cruz, a man of great virility and stamina, because of the, filibuster.
This sounds like propaganda that would come from Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. I'll tell you what else.
He has great virility.
Right.
It's
well,
stamina.
Oh, yeah, what else is in there as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, barely 6 minutes after the hour. I'm all hopped up on roids.
Uh-huh. Cortical
steroids.
This
is going to keep me out of the Hall of Fame, is it?
Yeah.
I am on,
that
I'm on
and gambling.
steroids and antibiotics, my second round. But I'm hanging in there. Thank you for all your get well. Cards and notes. And also, by the way, donations to Free Speech TV, like, let's see, Tom did in Sammamish, Washington.
Snohomish?
Snohomish.
Hey, I noted one of the perks Stephanie was signing was a mic, the very first mic used on the first Free Speech TV show in the new year. After the way she sounded her ongoing health issue, I'm not sure you want to spread that plague with a used mic.
Yeah.
Oh, we appreciate your contribution.
When I was on your mic, I suddenly got a cold.
Uh-oh. Whoopsie. Oh, dear.
Have you heard the news? You can help the Stephanie Miller Show get back on TV.
Yeah.
Well, what? Yeah. We can help the Stephanie Miller Show get back on TV. Oh, isn't that awesome? Free Speech TV. Help bring Stephanie to Free Speech TV.
Well, it's about time.
Just go to Stephanie's Facebook page to find out how you can help bring Stephanie to Free Speech TV. This is going to be great.
Right.
Now I don't have to stare at the radio with my cats every morning. Sounds like my cats are happy too.
All right, Audrey, you are
okay.
A precious little angel pumpkin. You and your kitty and your cat flap. All right. Yeah, and thank you, because I really and truly, one of the worst weeks ever last week, and thank you so much for all your, that was very, very heartwarming. It was uncomfortable for me to even ask her to talk about it. But anyway, another fine American. Let's see, Katie, if you go on Free Speech TV, will I still be able to get you on my computer? Time Warner doesn't seem to carry Free Speech TV, at least not in Staten Island. Yeah, Chris, you can explain the fun facts about it's a lot of technical places Mama doesn't understand.
Well, Free Speech TV is carried on both Dish Network and DirecTV.
Right.
So if you have satellite, you most likely get it. They also stream for free on the interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Roku app. So if you have a Roku box hooked up to your TV, you can download the app for Free Speech TV and watch it on your television. And it's on quite a few cable systems, but on the cable access, you know, the public access channels. And so if you just go to, I think it's freespeech.org, they have a channel listing there.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Chris, for that information.
Yep.
All right, John, fine American staff, longtime listener, subscribe to the Stephcast. Thank you. Thank you, please, and thank you. Contribute $100 this morning to get you back on TV. I want to know where I will find you on radio when K-Talk here in Los Angeles goes conservative. No one is talking about this. Jim, Chris, and you seem to be in denial. No.
No, we mentioned it actually on Friday and yesterday.
No. No, we are not. There is the good news is there is a possibility already at another LA station. The good news is there are many, many ways. Technology, kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many ways to hear the Stephanie Miller Show. First of all, you'll be able to see it, as Chris said, on Free Speech TV starting in the new year, thanks to your generosity. But secondly, we are on many fine radio stations around the country. Please and thank you.
Yep.
We are on Sirius XM, whom we love.
Whom we love.
Right.
And I just got a new card and it has Sirius XM in it. So
thank
I'm like,
you.
Yes!
I am an app. I am also, Stephanie Miller is not just a woman, I'm an app.
Yep.
And a dessert topping, as you know. And a contraceptive foam.
Yep.
And also, let's see, what else was I saying? Stitcher, progressivevoices.com.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, iHeartRadio, you can still listen to us on 880 The Revolution and 92.1 The Mic.
Right.
TuneIn Radio, you can listen to us on our Chicago affiliate, on our Minneapolis affiliate, on our Palm Springs affiliate.
Right.
Yep.
All right. And, as somebody mentioned before, only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance for the podcast, the commercial-free Stephcast. What an amazing gift.
The Stephcast is awesome because it's like TiVo for your radio. You can pause it, go do something, then come right back to it.
Or many times people go, did Jim just say what I thought?
You rewind it. Listen to it again.
Yeah, Jim, he slips stuff in that even I don't notice because I'm deaf.
That's right.
I'd be like, what the hell did Jim say? Can't you say that on the radio?
Actually, podcasts are really the only way I listen to the radio anymore.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes. Oh, and also last week we were busily looking at studios, and let's see, who is it? Jim writes, where did I get this? Oh, Chris explained yesterday about the new Stephanie Miller Elves Workshop broadcast hub you're building in Su Casa. So aside from the occasional foray down to appear in one of those CNN headline news boxes or an annual bike ride to see the mini horses, you'll never have to go out ever again. Right.
Computer says yes.
That's the good news. My evolution as an elderly shut-in is complete now. I literally will never, ever leave the house. And yes, I will make you an omelet, Jim.
Hmm.
Really?
No.
And sauerkraut, which I need my recipe.
Oh, sauerkraut omelet.
Listen, it is the
for
time
breakfast?
Of year. Just give me my recipe music. I'm giving this out for free, particularly for all of you that donated to get Mama back on TV.
I don't think recipes. That was one of the premiums. I think we'd actually lose donations if we offered that as a premium.
A lot of people want the recipe for the holidays, including Frank in New Hampshire. Steffi, I tried your sauerkraut recipe a couple years ago and loved it. I lost it. Can you please do it again? Please get back on TV. Well, I will. And if you donate to Free Speech TV, I'll just assume that you did. Okay, so you get a jar of sauerkraut. You boil it. You put it in a kettle with some water, a little bit of water, boil it for 20 minutes, drain it. And then you saute mushrooms, onions in bacon fat or oil, whatever you want.
Mmm, bacon fat.
Right. And then you put the sauerkraut in and, stir it, cook it, brown it for...
I think
and
it's
then
the
dill.
Cooked sauerkraut.
Excuse me, you always step on the magic ingredient.
Dill.
You dillweed.
Because I'm always so repulsed by the time you get to the dill that I have
actually,
to comment.
It sounds good.
Salt and pepper, dill. You stir fry it, and it is delicious.
That does
Enjoy.
Sound good.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
As long as you don't burn
it. Oh, it's already... Pardon me?
As long as you don't burn it.
Yeah. I did that a couple of years because I was...
drunk.
Right. And when did everything go to in my life, Chris?
When you got sober.
When I stopped drinking last week. I was too sick. What the hell? My world is turned upside down. I have no idea what's happening. All right. And then the other thing you can get for the sexy liberal in your life, of course, sexy liberal tickets, the big extravaganza starring Jim Ward, starring Dan Savage on the celebrity panel and all the sexy liberals up in Seattle, the Paramount, mm-hmm. Rocky Mountain Mike and Company opening up the show. So please join us. Very few tickets remain for that one. And then, of course, Phoenix in February with Carlos El's Rocky and John Fugelsang. Very, very exciting. Tickets gone crazy for that one. I would hurry. That's in February. Madison, that may be sold out. I'm not exactly. Or it's very close. Oh, by the way, you know who I think gave us money for Free Speech TV?
Who?
John. Or, excuse me, at the Steve at the Barrymore
Aww.
Theater. All part of our sexy liberal family. Thank you, sexy liberal family. He donated to Free Speech TV, and then Albuquerque coming up in May, the last one. And we have many, many more sexy nice. Liberal announcements to come. Very, very exciting. All right. Jim, there's been a theme today, in case you have not noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Just yet. Who said a good leader can engage in a debate frankly and thoroughly, knowing at the end he and the other side must be closer and thus emerge stronger? You don't have that idea when you are arrogant, superficial, and uninformed. Who said?
Josef Goebbels. No?
That is horrible. Nelson Mandela, whose funeral it is today.
That's very different.
Yes. Who said long speeches, the shaking of fists, the banging of tables, and strongly worded resolutions out of touch with the objective conditions do not bring about mass action and can do a great deal of harm to the organization and the struggle we serve? Who said?
Joseph Stalin.
No, that would be Nelson.
Wow.
Who could have been describing the Tea Party? Okay, I've added that. I'm just editorializing.
Editorial, yeah.
Right. Who said everybody can rise above their circumstances and achieve success if they are dedicated to and passionate about what they do? Who said that?
Benito Mussolini.
Not a really spectacularly bad
just
guess.
Just before he was strung up by speeding.
No. That was
Ew.
Nelson and Jim Louise Ward.
He was.
Would you like some more fun facts about what's in the U.S. Senator Ted Cruz to the Future comic coloring activity book for your children?
God. This almost made me barf on myself.
Your children will learn that Ted Cruz is a man of great virility and stamina.
So is Kim Jong-il.
Great virility.
Right. For standing on the Senate floor for 21 hours being a douche. Ted Cruz can see the future.
Your kids so could learn. Kim Jong-il.
He had a clairvoyant precision about the quickly approaching Obamacare disaster.
Sounds like more like Kim Il-sung. He was magically deposited on the mountain by something.
Right. Right. I'm sure that's how this ends. Cruz is the Constitution's guardian, as we know. America is a Christian nation.
No, it's not.
Says nah.
Providing health care to people who can't afford it is worse than war.
Huh?
The book also warns children President Obama and his administration will use any opportunity to go after the Second Amendment right and other constitutional rights, such as free speech. So your ability to get shot at school remains safe with Ted Cruz.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
With Senator Ted Cruz, because you will be cruising to the future. He's literally pointing his fingers at the thing. Hey, Tree of Liberty, didn't I see you?
It's the Patriot Act that got rid of free speech. It destroyed the entire Bill of Rights, pretty much. Except for the Second Amendment.
Right?
That's still fine.
Yeah. He looks like he's trying to pick up the Liberty Tree. Looking good.
Nice branches.
Good. Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, 17 minutes after the hour. It's holding on. Voice is holding on.
Yeah, it's holding on.
How come everybody called and helped you guys and no one's calling to help me? What's going on?
Because we begged shamelessly for calls.
1-800-STEP-1-2.
Please call. We're desperate.
Mama's
how's that?
Voice is a little wobbly.
I think we actually use the word we're desperate. That's what you got to do.
Everyone knows that. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. You think I'm just as serious? I think you're full of it. My head is spinning so. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere, Portia in Washington. Hey, Portia, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
I wanted to tell you, well, first of all, I'm a small business owner who likes to listen to both sides. No, I only listen to you.
Hello. Okay, good.
And what does your sister Mercedes think?
Jim, I've heard that only 10,000 times.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I run a small business, and I got a letter from my insurance agency last week saying, you only have till December 31st to renew and stay with this policy because of Obamacare. But of course they didn't mention any rates. So it could be $10,000 a month. I mean, you know, they want people to renew. It's a total scare scam.
Right.
So I immediately called my insurance agent who said, and this is a woman who works for the insurance company. She said, wait till the spring and go on the exchange. I guarantee you'll get a better rate.
Mm. Good for her. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, you know, there are a lot of people that are just, you have to remember, there's just active misinformation and fear-mongering. It's the same thing they've done through the whole, but now it's getting serious because these are, you know, these are people's lives and people's kids. And, you know, so to dangerously misinform people of their options is, I just think the height of immorality. I really do. My friend Michael Tomosky, who I want to date and kiss and marry, maybe not now.
No.
I mean, I would, but I didn't want to get sick. He writes why Obamacare could help the Democrats in 2014. First of all, there will be spinal transplants covered under Obamacare. He writes, here's a nightmare for John Boehner. 8 or 10 months from now, Republicans' obsession with getting rid of the health care law is going to look awfully stupid to a majority of voters. If some Republicans are sounding just a bit desperate right now, I think I know why. Obamacare is not just a broken website, said Boehner. The other day, as it emerged, the website is now working well. The bill is fundamentally flawed. Is fundamentally flawed. He sure hopes he's right about that. And by the way, mister, it's a law, not a bill.
Yeah.
How many times do you think he can keep being cute about that? It's a bill.
It's not a bill. It's a law.
Not a bill.
There is bills.
Your house passed it.
It's not cutting it. Furthermore, I need a cut of cheese.
Tomosky writes, if you have not gone to healthcare.gov just for kicks, I highly recommend that you do. Pretend you're from a state that didn't create an exchange. Anyway, he did. He went through the whole thing, and he said, how many options did I have? An amazing 42, to be precise. 42 plans. I would have to think it will shock people in a highly positive way to see they have so many choices. And most of all, it will feel American.
That's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. 42.
Yeah, right. Something that offers a person 42 options ain't socialism, and apparent Americans know it in their bones, he writes. And I think that's a really good point. In between the decontextualized disasters and the stories with Hollywood endings will be millions of people who nothing particularly dramatic, but something very positive indeed will have happened. They got insurance or decent insurance for the first time in their lives. They went and got their first physical in years. They had that bad back checked out finally. And sometime next year, the people in the states that didn't take Medicaid money are going to start noticing something else. Then in a lot of cases, they're going to be paying more for the same plan that a person in a participating state is paying. How's that going to go down, Rick Perry? And that's what I've been saying. They're going to look next door and go, hey.
That was a Douglas Adams reference, by the way.
What's going on, Kentucky?
Hey.
See, I have that weird voice now, so I can make it for the really weird neighbor.
Yeah, I don't. Hey. I don't know that you should do that anymore.
It's probably not helping.
No.
I know you are, but
it's also weird sounding.
Yeah. It's just weird. Isn't
yeah,
it?
That's giving me a headache. Don't do that. No, don't do that anymore.
Don't talk like that. It's really annoying.
Stop it! Oh my God, that's creepy.
I've gotten, if it's possible, I've gotten weirder since my sickness.
It's the steroids. The corticosteroids.
Mary in Tucson. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Mama. I'm glad to hear you're feeling better.
I feel like crap. Thank you.
Well, you sound better. You're
Thank
faking
you.
It very, very
Thank
well.
Thank you. Well, I'm a woman.
First off, I want to give a shout-out to KPHX out of Phoenix,
yes.
which you can listen to you live.
Woot.
And they're doing their part to try and keep Arizona a little bit sane.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's look at it. There's great clear channel stations in Madison, in Asheville. We have great Janet in Minneapolis doing a great job. Chicago, rocking the free world.
WCPT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charlie Gross. Yeah, go ahead.
That's right. But I want to know when you relocate, will you be relocating your box?
I will be dislocating my vagina and also my box and moving both of them to my home studio.
Fantastic.
You know, all the fancy people have home studios, Rush and Sean and Laura. Well, Dr. Laura's not that fancy anymore, you're right, but when she was.
Well, looking forward to seeing all you guys on Free Speech TV and to see Max and Frank, because they're handsome here, man.
Oh, they're so handsome, so romantic. They look like a snowdrift. You'll think it's like, they look like a weather map of back east right now. Max will just walk in front of the camera.
Love it. And
all right.
Forrest, my doggy's going to wonder, who the hell is that?
Exactly. All right. Thank you, honey. Yeah, oh, my God. Because we had a huge animal, population of fans. As you know, people sent us zebra finches watching, dogs, cats.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be like Animal Planet now with Max and Fred. You understand how our animal demographic is going to grow? Good God. Jane in New Jersey. Oh, look, it's the puppy bowl. Oh, never mind.
No, it's just Max and Fred.
Jane and Joyzy.
Sorry, I'm just listening to you.
Yes.
Did you watch MSNBC last night? And either it was Lawrence O'Donnell or Rachel was talking about this little road show that ISIS got going around the country.
Oh, God.
They're inviting people to tell them their stories about their problems with Obamacare, but they're only handpicking people that have had problems with Obamacare.
Oh, how anybody convenient.
Anybody who's been successful, like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, why doesn't anybody, why doesn't anybody just fire him or just get rid of him?
Or maybe investigate, I don't know.
Car theft?
Yeah, for instance, Jim, that's a place you could start.
I don't know that you should be pointing
Insurance
out his
fraud?
His alleged steroid abuse.
Well, as a fellow steroid abuser now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not abusing it now. I'm using it as directed. Now, soon I'll be a steroid abuser. You know what? I have half a mind to shave my balls and go down to Orange County and give him a talking to.
I'm sure.
As a fellow.
Actually, he's from San Diego. He's even further than Orange County.
I can go. I can do it. 29 right. minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It's all right. That's in every contract. That's what they call a sanity clause. You can't fool me. There ain't no sanity clause.
Why duck? Why no chicken? Hey, what's the matter you?
Hey.
No downstairs, only upstairs.
All right. 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, Tommy Columbus says in the last 15 minutes your voice has really started going south. Time to make Jim and Chris do most of the talking again.
Well, I don't think it's going south.
Going somewhere. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. A lot of helpers on the phone.
Sure.
Helping Mama push the rock up the hill today. Hello, Aldis and Madison. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, Stephanie. So I just wanted to remind Chris, remind you something about steroids. They tend to bring out people's more aggressive and or violent nature.
I will punch you in the throat.
So continuing to tease Stephanie about it, maybe not in your best interest.
Right. Okay. Right. Duly noted, Aldis. Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly. Like I could get bitchier.
I know, right?
Okay, Kathy in Columbia. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steph. I wanted to congratulate you. I'm calling from the chat room. I'm here in Columbia, Maryland. But you are a leader in sustainable energy. We've heard that you intend to power your new station by spinning.
Yes. That's it. I will be spinning through the entire show. You're exactly right.
Thank you. That's right. And is it true that Jim and Chris are going to spin with you?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, because hosts that are panting make for the best radio. Right.
Panting and sweating.
Yeah.
Get Jim off that spinning bike.
Plus, it's not good for your immune system to over-exercise when you're sick.
No, no. You don't have to do the whole. You can stop during commercial breaks. All right. Okay. By the way, and we will get to watch Jim doodle because we'll be closer to him as Bill Clinton did. Did you see Bill Clinton's doodles?
Mm-mm.
Bill Clinton's doodles on secret documents as president include male genitals. What? That hacker guy. You know, Glucifer. What's her name? What's his name? The hacker guy. Mm-hmm. That hacker that got the... Glucifer. Remember it got into the Bush family records? That's where we found
Okay.
He uncovered doodles of Clinton drawing on what were at the time classified documents. Among the doodles, apparently a picture of a penis.
Okay.
Oh.
The phallus appears next to the then-Senator Bob Dole's name, which some have speculated could be Clinton's stream of consciousness reference to Viagra commercials.
Or maybe
Bob Dole being a...
Yeah.
Look at that. It's a big one, too. See, that's...
Okay. Next, and there's a drumstick on the other side.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Like a chicken drumstick. Yeah. Drumstick, not a drumstick.
No.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
AJ in Washington, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, AJ.
Stephanie, thank you so much. Love you so much.
Love you.
And looking forward to seeing you on Free Speech TV.
Yay.
My wife and I won tickets to go see your show on Saturday from the Joe Tien Show here at KBAI.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So absolutely looking forward to seeing you, Jim Ward, Mr. Bugle Thing.
Yeah.
My son is jealous because the dad from Lab Rats is going to be there.
The fictional dad will be there as well. And then Dan Savage on panel. We're very, very excited. Rocky Mountain Mike and Company. It's going to be a party.
It's going to be freaking awesome.
Freaking awesome.
So
all right.
Make sure you're healthy.
Okay, I will. I'm trying. I am trying. Listen. If I take any more steroids, I will do a Hulk. I'll be the one doing the Hulk smash in here.
Sure.
Hulk smash.
All right. The president talking about the Affordable Care Act yesterday.
The challenge, I think, that we have going forward is not so much my personal management style or particular issues around White House organization. It actually has to do with what I referred to earlier, which is we have these big agencies, some of which are outdated, some of which are not designed properly.
By the way, Dana Milbank, our friend, writes, the Republicans do have one remedy for Obamacare, and that is... impeachment.
Of course.
So it's not like they're not trying to help. Yes, history will record that it was Tuesday, December 3rd, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on the Judiciary met to consider the impeachment of Barack Obama. They, of course, didn't use the word. Dana writes, Republican leaders frown on such labeling because it makes the House majority look, well, crazy.
Right.
But yet at least 13 of the 22 Republicans on the panel have threatened or hinted at the impeachment of Obama, his appointees or allies in Congress. They've proposed this remedy to just about every dispute or political disagreement from Syria to Obamacare. So it's not true that they don't have any ideas. They do have one, and that entails getting rid of the black guy.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm just saying it's unfair to say they have no ideas. Jim, there's a theme today. Who said no one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background nor his religion? People must learn to hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love, for love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite.
George Lincoln Rockwell.
No, that was Nelson Mandela, whose funeral it is today. And one final one, Jim, for you to get incredibly wrong. What counts in life is not the mere fact that we have lived. It is what difference we have made to the lives of others that will determine the significance of the life we lead.
Marcus Bachmann.
No. Really bad guess. No, Nelson Mandela. Rest in peace. All right. Oh, the President's Carney, by the way, talking about the Affordable Care Act as well.
I think we're making progress, but we're not there yet.
Well, only one thing to do. Impeach the President.
Blow it up.
Of course.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Blow it up real good.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it is blowed. That's my point.
Blow it up real good.
All right. Of all the... Listen, it's been a rough week. I also, someone had to compile this for me. You know me. I'm a fan of Amazon.
Yes, you are.
Just ordered some new things for the studio yesterday. New rug.
Oh, cool.
A home studio. For you. I do it all for you, too. Want a coffee maker? I did.
Okay.
I have no backbone at all. What did I say when you were there? I'm like, I'm not being your wives and your mother. I'm not buying stuff. And then what did I do? I bought it.
Yeah.
Here, I got some coffee cups and coffee.
I always bring my coffee from home, though.
I just can't outrun my girlish nature.
I bring all my stuff in and I pack it all back out again.
Good.
I've done that for
pack
9 years now.
Get out.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is 5 reasons drones won't deliver anything but hype for the foreseeable future. Really? I'm so excited about the Amazon drones. The fun facts, I believe, mm-hmm. Think Progress compiled this. The CEO of a major drone company says using drones for home delivery is an incredibly stupid idea. he said the use of drones for delivery in built-up areas around people makes no sense, citing safety concerns. Oh, bunch of pusses. Come on. You can't duck a drone. Number two, drones extremely vulnerable to hacking.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, you know, cause for some pranksters. Current, I just sent a giant dildo to Jim. number three, current technology does not enable drones to avoid crashing into people.
Yeah, so that's kind of important.
There's that. Number four, drones present a prime target for thieves.
Yeah.
Business okay. Week asks, won't folks make a sport of stealing these vehicles or shooting them out of the sky? I think that we've mentioned is more likely in our gun-loving country. Yeah, they will be the new clay pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
What I got? Hey, skater! Yeah. Number five, the FAA not likely to approve routine commercial use of drones for any purpose for more than a decade.
The skies are crowded enough.
Oh, well. Yeah, but not the lower part. It's just sitting up there doing nothing, Jim. It's just empty when it could be delivering my Amazon. pardon me. Oh, there. I only needed one lung anyway. That's fine.
Did you cough it up?
It's all fine. Okay. The president, by the way, talking about unemployment benefits. That's what the Republicans get ready to do every year right before Christmas.
Right now, more than 1 million of our fellow Americans are poised to lose a vital economic lifeline just a few days after Christmas if Congress doesn't do something about it.
Oh, they're supposed to do something about it, all right. They're poised to cut them like they normally do. Mm-hmm. This is a way of saying Merry Christmas, everybody. Senator Dick Durbin.
Negotiations are making progress, moving in the right direction. They haven't closed the deal, but I certainly hope as part of it that the negotiators will take to heart what the president had to say.
Oh, I'm sure they will and be very helpful as they always
are.
What did the president ask? Senator Rand Paul.
You're causing them to become part of this perpetual unemployed group in our economy.
Hello.
And it really, while it seems good, it actually does a disservice to the people you're trying to help.
Right. You're doing a disservice to people by helping them when they need help. Right. You will make them the perpetual unemployed. It's like, it's like jobless zombies.
Yeah.
I am a perpetual unemployed. Please don't help me. Senator Rob Portman.
Don't help me. You only encourage me.
Right. To eat. Okay.
Look, the key is that we not have another government shutdown, that we do keep the spending caps in place, that we don't raise taxes at a time when the economy is still weak. And I think we can accomplish that over the next couple of days.
Blah, blah, blah. But does he mean the meat axe sequester cuts by budget caps? Is that what he means?
Mm-hmm.
Senator Roger Wicker, Republican, Mississippi.
I'm thinking by the end of the week, we'll have a deal that gets us some sequestration relief for fiscal year 14 and 15, and we're going to have to pay for it. If it's just something like the sale of spectrum, to me, that won't be much of a victory. We were going to do that anyway.
I'm sorry, who's that calling for you?
I was playing that back on my computer at home trying to edit it down. I'm like, where's my phone? I can't find my phone.
Hello.
Richmond 9743.
Because I have that old-timey ring on my iPhone when it rings.
Pennsylvania 65,000.
Hey, speaking of old-fashioned, it's time for a dispatch, isn't it? From the War on Christmas.
Coming this December on PBS, the new documentary series, Dispatches from the War on Christmas.
My dear sister, the War on Christmas rages on. No doubt you've already heard of our brave exploits at the Battle of Bull Run Plaza. We engaged 60 chain restaurants and big box retailers in intense and heartfelt discourse. Many were won to our cause, although I suspect that a few were just being polite. Our good spirits were short-lived, however. We learned that the Christmas Candle was no longer playing at the local movie house. The proprietor informed us that it had cratered at the box office. In honor of its untimely demise, we lit our own Christmas candle. We found comfort and sustenance at the Chick-fil-A nearby. There, we await additional instructions from our general, William Beauregard O'Reilly. Please convey my love to mother and father. Yours truly, R.C. Moonpie Snopes.
Dispatches from the War on Christmas. Coming this December on PBS.
Weird southern names. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Spell it, I hear.
All right, 1-800.
You're hanging in there. You only have 7 more minutes to go.
Peep. You know who I do it for? I do it for the Johns of the world.
Sorry, what?
Not like I'm a whore. No, this John. John who contributed to Free Speech TV to bring Mom and the Mooks back to TV in the new year. The reason I contribute? Yes, excellent radio. Despite your contributing to my early onset of dementia. I apologize. But I will forget you said that in a minute. You folks are really doing your part. I'm happy to contribute to your cause, my way of doing my part. Thank you, John. Chris, how do you go contribute to our Free Speech TV campaign?
Just go to StephanieMiller.com or to Stephanie Miller's Facebook page, and there are links to our Indiegogo campaign to raise money to get us back on Free Speech TV.
I hate to say it, but timing-wise, when it was announced that our Los Angeles affiliate here and San Francisco going off the air for Progressive Talk, donations exploded, as they should. Because people are starting to realize you can't fight corporate structure, except for places like Free Speech TV that brings you Tom Hartman and Bill Press and Amy Goodman. Otherwise, you rich liberals, you got to get some, start up buying some radio stations is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's go.
And
Do it.
And radio is splintering anyway. I mean, not a lot of people get radio from the actual radio anymore. Right. You get it from podcasts. You get it from apps. You get it from...
Oh, yeah, we're like fungus. Exactly. You can't escape us.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
So just because we're losing these affiliates doesn't mean we're going anywhere.
No.
You can still hear us like a whole bunch of places.
Exactly. All right. And thanks to John Fuglesang, Sexy Liberal, who filled in for me yesterday and will be joining me, of course, for Seattle Sexy Liberal on Saturday. Rebecca in Silver Spring says, Stephanie Mook, some of us sexy liberals have already started a letter-writing campaign to get MSNBC to put John Fuglesang in Alec Baldwin's spot. Mm. Rebecca, what a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Well, an even better idea.
Stephanie Miller.
And then all the sexy liberals, including John Fuglesang. How about that? And the Moogs. What?
But that might require us to move to New York.
No.
No?
No, we ain't moving no whiz. Now that we're putting the studio
on
my house,
do it from your house,
I'm never going anywhere, ever.
You do it from your house.
Well, thank you, Christopher. Oh, would you like me to jump ahead to the Christopher Walken story? Why, I think I will.
Well, because we're getting close to the end here.
Yes. This is a funny story. I think it would be terrifying to be stuck in a car with Christopher Walken, don't you?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken couldn't catch a cab, so he hitched a ride with fans. Two strangers in New York. He apparently was a perfect gentleman. They were a couple people driving on the Upper West Side. They spotted him trying to catch a cab. They pulled over, back down a Jeep driver tried to back down Amsterdam. That ain't easy. Told Walken they were huge fans, offered him a ride. He was not apparently not weirded out at all. Told the friends he was going downtown, but would get out anywhere. And didn't want them to go out of their way. Well, how very lovely of him.
It's
kind of
nice. Hey, fellas, thanks for the ride. Otherwise, I'd be walking home.
Oh.
Can I confess something?
What?
I tell you this as an artist. I think you'll understand. Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me fast. I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline. Well, you know, I'll just have to drop you off here because, you know, I'm due back on planet Earth.
See, it's funny because Woody Allen picked him up.
That's right.
Okay. And he weirded him out. Oh, boy. All right. Earlier, Rocky Mountain Mike brought us the Little Dumber Girl because it is the season for Sarah Palin to say more dumb things than usual.
Yeah.
Also, another gift that keeps on giving. Rick Perry can't quit campaigning. This is from the Daily Beast.
Oh, God.
I just try to deflect as much 2016 conversation as I can. And he said, day in and day out, it's inarguable. States that are doing the best in this country are governed by Republican governors.
What?
No.
It
is true. He's not very good at that or his.
Howdy from Texas. This is Governor Rick Perry. And this is today's history lesson about the American Revolution. Listen up now. In 1514, we took a little trip to start the revolution on the mighty Mississippi. We took our powdered wigs and we wore our Levi's jeans and we fought the Japanese in the town of New Orleans. We fired our guns and the Nazis kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was at Shiloh. We sent Paul Revere to free the slaves while ringing his bells as he rode his horse to take on Mexico. And that's how it all happened.
Yeah, he rode through the Russians and he rode through the Germans who bombed Pearl Harbor. Yeah, I bet
Germans?
You didn't know.
What?
He rode so fast that Geronimo surrendered to Benjamin Franklin at the Alamo.
Huh? That's funny because he's kind of dumb. I hope he picks a little dumber girl as his vice presidential candidate. All right, kids, that's it for us. Don't forget, go to sexyliberal.com, sexyliberal on Facebook. You can check it out. Get your tickets for Saturday and all the upcoming shows. Thank you once again for all the donations on Free Speech TV. We will see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.